Alrighty, it is 8:48 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I welcome in my guest this morning. It is Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Joey.
How are you, sir?
Real well.
All right, good to see you, Don. And let's get into our conversation this morning, Don. Cremation gets a lot of coverage and mentions, but in reality, casketed burial is the majority of cases at Evergreen Memorial Trust. So, Don, as we start this morning, let's talk about that. To what do you attribute that to?
I attribute that to tradition. A lot of our families bought lots generation or two ago or more, and other families are using that. They want to keep the family together. They realize the importance of a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Cremation's new and uncertain. You know, a lot of folks haven't ever done that or experienced it, don't know what's involved, and they just stick with what they know, and traditional casketed burial is what we do most of, 70%.
Wow. Okay, so we're speaking with Don here at Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, what options does Evergreen offer when it comes to casketed burial?
Basically, we offer burial and entombment. Burial in the ground, in a burial vault, because we do require a burial vault. We talked about no burial vault required in Forest Rest Natural Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But we bury in a burial vault with a casket,
mm-hmm.
or we'll place the body in a mausoleum crypt above ground. That's preferable to some folks, and it's less expensive than traditional casketed burial in a lot of cases. We have family monuments. That's traditional. We have flat bronze memorials. A veteran's entitled to a bronze memorial from the government.
Sure.
And we install a lot of those. And we have private family mausoleums. For those that have the means and have the desire to build a private mausoleum, we can help.
Speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, our Ask the Expert segment this morning. Don, some would argue that cemeteries are not good land use. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, tell that to the families we serve.
Right.
I think it is a great land use because it gives folks a place to go. Some would say, well, it's just a waste of land. Well, golf courses take up a lot of land, and not everybody golfs. So, we believe that cemeteries serve a very valuable purpose, and we're more than a cemetery. We're a neighborhood park for some. We have folks that walk and jog and stroll their babies, learn to drive in our parks.
Wow.
So, it's not just burial, but it's a beautiful place. Evergreen's an arboretum. We have trees to show off. So people like to come and visit us.
Don, as we wind down this morning, if you would, refresh our listeners on the properties that are a part of Evergreen Memorial Trust.
Mountain View Memorial Park and Forest Rest Natural Cemetery in Boone's Mill on Grassy Hill Road.
Right.
Mountain View Cemetery in Vinton on Mountain View Road. We own Green Hill Mausoleum in Buena Vista. And, of course, our headquarters and our main location is Evergreen Burial Park between the Wasina and Raleigh Court neighborhoods in southwest Roanoke City.
Now, Don, I know that Evergreen Memorial Trust has information on everything we've talked about, whether it be casketed burial, cremation, the properties itself, and you have a wonderful planning guide that's available to families and, of course, their friends. How can someone get in touch with you? What's the best way if they want to talk to you, maybe meet with an Evergreen counselor?
Absolutely. Reach us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com, email us at info@evergreenmemorialtrust.com. Or call our main number at 342-2593.
EvergreenMemorialTrust.com. Don, it's always good to see you. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Two weeks, we'll chat again.
See you then, Joey.
Thank you so much. This has been Ask the Expert this morning here on WFIR.